Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Matt Murray talks about playing against Ovi.
I love every challenge. You know, I love every game. Every time we get to go out there, it's fun. So, you know, we're heading into the second round of the playoffs here, and you know, this is the funnest time of year. So, I'm really looking forward to getting going.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who we have on quite a bit because he's oh so good. He writes in today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that he spoke to Jim Rutherford, and he quotes Jim Rutherford as saying, and I quote, "He hasn't and doesn't get enough credit for what he does. The fact of the matter is that he's won 7 of the last 9 postseason series the Penguins have played in," end quote. Mackey then advances this and says that there's a fixation in this town on Marc-Andre Fleury still. It's not to take anything away from Marc-Andre Fleury. It's not to diminish what Marc-Andre Fleury did here. It's not to say that his jersey shouldn't be hanging in the rafters or that he won't be looked at as an all-time great. But you need to, and I'm now putting a little bit of words in Mackey's mouth, but you need to kind of get over Marc-Andre Fleury some because Matt Murray is the guy here. Now, producer Matt, get on the mic real quick. Producer Matt was... we were talking about this before the show, Jim, Matt and I were, and Matt says, because Matt is at a different age group, right? He's younger than us.
I've noticed that,
quite a bit.
Right.
Now, you said you have contemporaries, pals, friends, guys who love hockey that are your age, that look at Marc-Andre Fleury and look at Murray and say what?
One in particular will text me every time Matt Murray gives up a goal and says, Marc-Andre Fleury wouldn't have given that up. It's a complete complex with Fleury. It's amazing.
I, you know what, and I think it is, it's not generational, I think that it is, it does run the gamut. And I have friends that, I swear, I feel like that they're waiting for Matt Murray to fail because they love Fleury that much. Is there still a complex in this town with those two guys, Jim?
Apparently there is, but Fleury, when he was the only goalie, was an extremely polarizing figure. And there were people that, I mean, you can't, I mean, he's the greatest guy ever. There was no denying that. But there were some meltdowns in certain games and certain playoff situations. For the longest time, he was horrible. Every time he went behind the net, I remember talking about how, you know, you have like those invisible dog fences.
Uh-huh.
Like you needed to install one of those things so that he couldn't go behind the net and play the puck because disaster would ensue when he tried to do it. Ty Conklin came in and was really good at that, and Fleury got better. I don't know if he worked with Conklin or whatever, but he got better at it after that. But, hey, come on. And Fleury's no different than anybody else. Every goalie in the league allows soft goals. I don't know who's going to win the Vezina this year, but last year, Holtby Bob Bobrovsky,
right,
were Vezina finalists. And what did they do against the Penguins in the playoffs? I know it's for the regular season. Pekka Rinne, here in Pittsburgh, couldn't stop a puck to save his life, pretty much. And yet, he's considered, a lot of people, if you were just to ask, who's the best goalie in the league? I don't know, Pekka Rinne might win that. But against the Penguins, especially here, no.
Here's the hottest of hot takes from our friend Chuck on Twitter. He says, there is a fixation with Fleury. And you know what? You're part of the problem with driving the Vegas bandwagon. Stop talking about Vegas. Stop kissing Fleury's ass and move on. This town was also ready to throw Fleury under the bus in 2013. Fleury was bad. It's okay to like both, though. It is okay to like both. But in a way, I think this town does need to get over them. You can like Vegas and want them to win. But they do need to come to grips with, Matt Murray's here to stay. He's the guy. Marc-Andre Fleury's never coming back, no matter how nice of a guy that he is. Like, case in point, Murray gives up a terrible goal to start the game against Philadelphia, game six the other day. Social media isn't the greatest barometer, but again, it is a barometer. You go on there, tweets to me, because I don't even have a side in this, but tweets to me, it's Matt Murray playing goalie. It's a picture of Matt Murray with a poop emoji for his face. And I'm like, what are you getting out of this as a Penguins fan? You know, and not just one, but like a bunch of people. What are you getting out of this? Are you wanting team success but rooting for this guy to fail? And that's what Mackey's 20 questions kind of gets to today, in that this is your guy. He's here to stay. He's 26 of 37 in post-game starts. He's won 26 of 37 post-game starts with six shutouts and is under two in goals against in the postseason. What qualms do you have with Matt Murray?
He's 10-1 after losses
right.
in the postseason. And Fleury had a similar record. There was a time, this is back in 08 and 09, where he would follow up a real bad game with a really good one. And Murray, he had three consecutive postseason shutouts. And when you take, you know, the end of the game before and the beginning of the game after, that's, you know, over 180 minutes of shutout hockey. And it might have been up around 200 by the time it was over. But goalies, I think.
But his glove side sucks. He can't catch a puck. He's this.
Yeah, he gives up, you know, goals like that. But then just when you question him being able to stop
the puck, his offense bails him out. They block shots in front of him, and they didn't block shots in front of Fleury.
Fleury, go back, like you pointed out, in 2013 when he got benched for Tomas Vokoun in the playoffs, and still the Penguins lost to the Bruins because the other goalie was really good. 2014, 2015, and the losses to the Rangers, I don't know. But, you know, Lundqvist was really good in both those years. And so they didn't lose because of goaltending. But after 09, his star faded. And because he is the goalie, the franchise goalie, he was subject to either second-guessing or abuse, depending on how you want to categorize it. And in some cases, criticisms were justified. But the whole Fleury, do you like Brian Dumoulin or Justin Schultz playing defense for the Penguins right now?
Yeah.
Because if Marc-Andre Fleury was still the goaltender and they let Matt Murray go, then at least one of those guys wouldn't be playing here because of the salary.
Matt Murray facing the Caps.
Every team tries to throw little wrinkles in here and there, but they're a good team, obviously. They had another really good season and really good first round, so they're a dangerous team.
Okay, great text here at 412-928-9370. And it says this: people who have a Fleury complex have forgotten his playoff performances for the 6 years preceding Murray's arrival. Marc-Andre Fleury was the single biggest reason that the Penguins didn't do more over those years. The Pens' longest playoff run from 09 to 2016 was on the back of Tomas Vokoun. That's a bit much. But there were just as many people who wanted Marc-Andre Fleury out of town as wanted to celebrate him. And now you look at this and you see Jim Rutherford's words in the newspaper today to Jason Mackey, our friend Jason Mackey. He hasn't and doesn't get enough credit for what he has done. The fact of the matter is he's won 7 of the last 9 playoff series. Is there enough credit given to Matt Murray? And is part of that because people don't want to let what Marc-Andre Fleury did go? They can't divorce themselves from that.
You know what? I honestly don't know. I know often we are left to answer, you know, like why, to wonder why fans think the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because I'm not one of them. What I do know is that I think every time a goalie lets in a soft goal, I think fans just panic. And the, you know, the text or tweet, whatever that was, is correct. And I mean, but there were always, not always, there were often other extenuating circumstances. Hot goalie against being one of them, and that would be Tuukka Rask
still
in 2013. But that was when Vokoun played. 2011 was when Crosby and Malkin were both hurt, and they still had a 3-1 lead with Jordan Staal as their first line center against Tampa Bay, and then Dwayne Rolison got hot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Fleury had a bad game in there in one of those over that 3-game stretch, but I mean the game 7 was 1-0, and Rolison made about a zillion saves. So you blame Fleury on that one, but he's, I think sometimes it's like when you're gone, you know, makes the heart grow fonder or whatever. And so you remember the good times. And Fleury is such a quality person, is that he's
that
a real,
weighs into this. There's no doubt at all.
Right. And like Jason pointed out, and Jason knows, he knows Matt Murray better than any other media person in Pittsburgh, maybe even more than Potash. And he understands that Matt Murray's a great kid. Just read Jason's story, and you'll find out a few things about that. So I don't think it's people are rooting against Matt Murray or not giving him enough credit. No other goalie in the NHL has done, and no one will ever.
The man who everybody liked personally, though. It's tough to follow the guy that there's a playground named after. It's tough to follow the guy that goes to Dick's Sporting Goods and people are lined up in the morning for 10 hours to get his autograph and shake his hand. It's tough to follow a guy who's so revered and seemingly no one dislikes as a person.
But people
That's this issue.
But people forget how they were frustrated with him as a goalie 5 years ago.
Right.
Three, four, five years ago.
It's convenient to forget that.
Well, it is, and it's. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they remembered him as the great guy that he is. And good for, to me, this is a best of both worlds situations. That Fleury is enjoying success in Vegas. That's great, and that should be celebrated. People in Pittsburgh should be happy for him. And if you want something really good to happen, then a Pittsburgh Vegas Stanley Cup final, that would be unbelievable. But we still have a ways to go before we get there. But Matt Murray, no one's ever going to – I mean, somebody else might do what he did to win two Stanley Cups as a rookie. That's a record nobody can ever break. I mean,
No. He
wasn't even technically a rookie when he won his first Stanley Cup. And then he won two in a row. So no one's ever done that. No one – you know, there were only like three other guys that had a chance to do it. One of them was Ken Dryden.
Right. Oh, no, it's spectacular. Almost as spectacular as this.
Murray! Fleury! Murray! Fleury! Come on, let's hear your voices.
This is just – it's never going to die.
Yeah!
Yes. Awesome. Here it comes. Awesome.
Awesome.
This will never die. That will never, ever die as long as one of those two men are playing goaltender for the Pittsburgh Penguins. All right, we do talk some NFL draft coming up in just a couple minutes. Watch it.
You think Mike Sullivan wants to hear more of that Murray Fleury thing?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. You were trying to play some sound there, and it was just, yeah,
I'm good.
He's good. Yes.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.